The Book of Genesis, it's number one.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, why is Genesis the Bible's very first book?
Well, obviously, the fact that Genesis is first in God's Word means that he sees it as very, very important. And it is, of course. Now, Genesis means beginnings, and it's the first book because its words are foundational to the rest of the Bible. You see, all of the New Testament is founded in the Old Testament, and all of the Old Testament is based in Genesis chapters 1 to 11. All biblical doctrines have their foundation, ultimately, directly or indirectly, in the book of Genesis. The doctrine of marriage, why we wear clothes, the reason Jesus came to die on a cross, why there's death in the world, why man has dominion over the earth. All of these and many more are dependent on a literal Genesis. The only reason we understand the meaning of sin is because we read about the literal rebellion of the first man when he disobeyed God. You know, if Genesis was taken out of the Bible, you'd have to throw the rest away. You see, it's all dependent on the historical accounts in this very first book.
Christians can trust the Bible from its very first verse. We can offer you some fascinating information on our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. Whether it's the question of death and suffering, or what happened to the dinosaurs, the origin of races, or what about gay marriage, go to AnswersRadio.com. All sorts of booklets written there by Ken Ham. That's AnswersRadio.com.